Chapter 15. Hatsumomo smiled when she was happy, like everybody else, and she was never happier than when she was about to make someone suffer. This is why she wore such a beautiful smile on her face when she said, "Oh my goodness, what a peculiar coincidence. Why, it's a novice. I really shouldn't tell the rest of this story because I might embarrass the poor thing." I hoped Mameha would excuse herself and take me with her, but she only gave me an anxious glance. She must have felt that leaving Hatsumomo alone with these men would be like running away from a house on fire. We'd be better off to stay and control the damage. "Really, I don't think there's anything more difficult than being a novice," Hatsumomo was saying. "Don't you think so, Pumpkin?" Pumpkin was a full-fledged apprentice now. She'd been a novice 6 months earlier. I glanced at her for sympathy, but she just stared at the table with her hands in her lap. Knowing her as I did, I understood that the little wrinkle at the top of her nose meant she felt upset. "Yes, ma'am," she said. "Such a difficult time of life," Hatsumomo went on. "I can still remember how hard I found it. What is your name, little novice?" Happily, I didn't have to respond, because Mameha spoke up. "You're certainly right about it being a difficult time of life for you, Hatsumomo-san, though, of course, you were more awkward than most."
"I want to hear the rest of the story," said one of the men.
"And embarrass the poor novice who's just joined us," Hatsumomo said. "I'll tell it only if you promise that you won't think about this poor girl as you listen. Be sure to picture some other girl in your mind." Hatsumomo could be ingenious in her devilishness. The men might not have pictured the story happening to me earlier, but they certainly would now. "Let's see, where was I?" Hatsumomo began. "Oh, yes. Well, this novice I mentioned, I can't remember her name, but I ought to give her one to keep you from confusing her with this poor girl. Tell me, little novice, what is your name?"
"Sayuri, ma'am," I said, and my face felt so hot from nervousness that I wouldn't have been surprised if my makeup had simply melted and begun to drip onto my lap.
"Sayuri, how lovely. Somehow it doesn't suit you. Well, let's call this novice in the story Mayuri. Now then, one day I was walking along Shijo Avenue with Mayuri on our way to her older sister's Okia. There was a terrible wind, the sort that rattles the windows, and poor Mayuri had so little experience with kimono, she was no heavier than a leaf, and those big sleeves can be just like sails, you know. As we were about to cross the street, she disappeared, and I heard a little sound from behind me, like, ah, ah, but very faint.